can you tell me about the range of jobs that the Census Bureau is hiring for?
All of our positions are temporary positions, including census takers, i.e. enumerators. We also have recruiting assistants, office staff, supervisory staff, but the majority of the roles that we're looking to fill are for in an enumerator position.
Enumerator. What is an enumerator position?
Enumerator is the individual that goes to your door and says hello. And shows you their badge, says, I'm with the census, and we have this address down as not reporting. Would you mind talking with us for a moment and giving us that information so we can actually help you with the census count?
So for that position or other positions, what type of applicant would you be looking for?
You know, really, it comes down to enthusiasm and availability. Do they have a flexible schedule? This is a temporary position, so we're looking for people that want to add to their current monetary and or work schedules.
What is the application process like?
Well, the application process is quite simple. You have to be 18 years old. You have to have a Social Security number, a valid email address, and then they have to pass, of course, a census-performed background check, including fingerprinting.
And so how many positions are available?
Currently, nationwide, we're looking at hiring right around 500,000 people. Right now, for Garfield County, we could use a couple hundred more applicants, quite frankly.
You said these were temporary positions. So when will the jobs start and when will they end?
There's multiple different positions and projects that are going on all the time, even right now. So it depends upon what position you accept, but we have people that have actually started and have completed training, are working right now on various projects, and that will go all the way through till late May.
And what is the pay like for these jobs?
For Garfield County, an enumerator, so a person in the field, is $20.50 per hour, in addition to 57 cents per miles driven for the census's benefit.
What would a work day be like for somebody in that position?
An enumerator will start out their workday by logging onto their device, seeing what their assignment is, and accepting that assignment. Whether the assignment be going across the town to meet in a neighborhood with three or four or five addresses in that neighborhood that haven't responded, or it could be, you know, that they're going to an activity where they're going to be meeting people in a large group situation and help in assisting the people that are there that haven't done the census. So we've got many different avenues that we're going to take to try to reach the large population and for those who are hard to reach.
And so what is the overall goal of all of this work that makes these jobs important?
Well, thank you for asking that. The results of the 2020 census will help determine each state's representation in Congress. In addition to that, the funding that we spend on schools, hospital, roads, and so forth, every person counts. So this is our chance to play a big part in history and help ensure that everyone in your community and my community are counted, and therefore we have the resources to support those people over the next decade.
Where should people go to get more information on applying to any of the jobs that are available for the 2020 census?
Everyone needs to go to 2020census.gov and put their application in. We are constantly taking applicants from all over the state and all over the nation. So those people will be geocoded to the location within their area. And as positions become available, they will be contacted.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else that you want to cover?
The only thing I would really say personally is that, you know, what we're doing is very important. I mean, we're setting out a lot of precedents for the next 10 years on how our counties, how our states are going to be able to care for financially and provide for everyone in the community. So everyone needs to be counted once and in the right place where they're at on April 1st.
Well, thank you so much, Daniel. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Lucas. Great talking to you.